Travels with Sarah. January, Minneapolis. Inside my rented Airbnb, the air is warm and dry, too dry. My skin is as dry as a Floridian alligator's, and my thumbs are cracked and bleeding, as they always are in the depths of a Minnesota winter. Outside, the day is still and sunless, and minus 11 degrees Fahrenheit. The predicted low is minus 28. The governor has cancelled school this morning. We are promised life-threatening wind chills, but I am home. I am safe. I am lucky. Since I left the Twin Cities 3 months ago, I have travelled to Key West, Florida, and back to the frozen north, and tussled with fire, earth, air, and water, encountering angels in the least likely places. Air was the easiest challenge from the elements, a flat tire on the scamp in Key West. I was lucky because it didn't happen while I was actually driving, but I discovered the flat the next morning. I'd left my friend's house in the old town to make sure the scampi was okay, and my friend's partner was my angel for the air challenge. He jacked up the scamp, took the tire to be patched, taught me how to change a tire, and counseled me to buy a lug wrench. I was lucky. The Earth Challenge. I hitched up the scamp to the big blue SUV in Rocky Bayou State Park. This is easy, I thought. I'm going to be such a pro at this game. And drove northwards a couple of hundred miles to the Walmart Superstore in Prattville, Alabama, where I spent the night in the parking lot. The next morning, I scamped off in search of the road towards Memphis when I went over a particularly rough railway crossing. There was an almighty bang, crash. I leapt out of the car to see the scamp had fallen off the car hitch and looked like a broken camel. I thought I'd hitched it up correctly, but the scamp was just perched on the car hitch all that time, not locked in onto the ball. I stared at it in horror in the drizzling rain. When the driver in the truck that had been following me pulled up, he assessed the situation, flagged down another truck, and commandeered the other driver to help him. Between them, and they wouldn't let me help, "We've got it, ma'am." They lifted the scamp back onto the hitch, made sure it was properly locked, picked the whole thing up and gave it a shake, and sent me on my way. But first, one of the angels had me follow him out of town to set me off on the right road. The fire challenge went unnoticed when it occurred, although I was aware of a smoky odour in the scamp when I stopped later that day. I assumed it was the wood smoke on my clothes after weeks of camping, which was apparent now I'd entered so-called civilization. The burnt smell was strong, though, and when I settled into rain-embattled Trace State Park in Pontotomac, Mississippi, later that day, I discovered the source. There had been an electrical fire in the front closet in the scamp. A pinched wire, an electrician friend surmised later, had caught fire. Papers had burned. My two manuscripts that I was supposed to be editing on the road, my leather boots all burned round the edges, and the closet walls covered in soot. I thought of what could have transpired had the fire not extinguished itself. Flames erupting from the scamp, igniting the propane tank in front. The car bursting into flames. An explosion. I threw all the burnt offerings out into the rain and gave thanks. I would deal with them tomorrow. Right now, I would just relax. I had been very lucky. The Frozen Water Challenge. I've been driving in Minnesota winter weather for 30 years now. I really should know better. In my defense, I will only say that I was a couple of days away from the temperate Gulf shores. The snowy terrain had only just begun earlier in northern Missouri. And although there were many vehicles perched warningly in snowbanks off the side of the road, I wasn't used to driving in the snow yet. I was tired. I'd been driving for hours, looking for a motel for the night. Too cold now for scamping, and I needed a bath. I turned off the freeway onto a side road. It was only tea time, but the light was fading fast. I was anxious to find a place to stay, as I also needed a loo and a cup of tea, in that order. Clearly, I'm going nowhere down this side road. Time to turn around. Here's a gas station. I'll turn here. Perhaps it was a trick of the light. Perhaps I was hallucinating after 6 hours on the road and the prior elemental challenges. But what I took to be a ploughed forecourt suddenly became a snowbank, and I was in it. I reversed the car, wheels dug deeper into the snow. I put it in forward gear, accelerated. Wheels gaily spun a trough. The scamp spun sideways a little further out into the road. Oh dear, now what have I done? The gas station has clearly been abandoned years ago, I see that now, and I'm truly stuck, and it's 5 degrees Fahrenheit, and I'm dying for a pee. Luckily the scamp has a loo. I climb through the snow and use it. Back in the car, I strip off my snow-sodden socks before I freeze and dig out some dry ones. I call the police. I wait. By the time a state trooper lopes up, I'm as pleased to see him as Tigger was when Pooh and Christopher Robin found him when he was lost in the woods. My saviour looked like a Canadian Mountie in his brown outfit. My tears of joy turned to near hysteria, though, when he produced a very small folded shovel and approached my snowbank. Even I could see this tool would be useless against the mound of snow I had dug myself into. Just then, an angel appeared in a pickup truck. He assessed the situation, backed the truck up to the scamp, hitched a chain onto it, and pulled me out, car, scamp, and all, like a cork from a bottle. They both wished me a happy new year, and I was on my way again. I was safe, I was warm, I was alive. I'm grateful, I am lucky. Thank you.